Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. It's Armando's. On Thursday nights, they take out all the tables and then they're dancing. Armando's. We've been there. We've done that. It's a fun place. Good place. Armando's. Did you see the OAN reporter with the OSU shirt on, though?
I did. She's one of Trump's favorites as far as questions being asked during those briefings. He loves when she asks questions. And yeah. She
would you shoot your shot?
I don't see, that's rough, because if her political leanings are reflective of what she does for a job, it will just be a constant fight. So I don't think so. That's rough, man. When you are so diametrically opposed to your significant other and what they believe and what they think, I couldn't handle it. I don't think so.
Yeah, but I'm not asking you to marry her.
Yeah, but I feel like I would feel dirty, really. For more than one reason.
Take one for the team.
It's only me. Well, what team am I taking it for?
What if it was a grudge? What if you had a grudge?
I don't particularly get into that sort of thing. That's not my deal. The grudge stuff that you're implying. I guess if it's a simple, I don't want to demean the woman and tell her, well, if it's a one-night stand. But if, no, I don't, I couldn't. I feel like I'd be like, nah, I can't, we can't have a conversation because I would hate what you're saying. So.
Yeah, I kind of feel like she might not. She might not be all that into you too.
Well, you asked a question. I didn't say that I would have a shot, but you're asking me.
Yeah, I know.
I don't believe that if I went up to this particular woman, it would go well for me. But since you posed a hypothetical,
right? Yeah, I kind of feel like you'd be wasting your time.
A little bit. Yeah, I know. Thank you, but yeah. I'm not the one who asked the question to begin with. That was you.
Yeah,
I didn't go. Hey, John, you think I got a shot with this woman?
What do you think if I shoot my shot,
John? Yeah, that's not a question that crossed my mind.
What'd you think, dude? So somebody said the noose was a plant, a publicity stunt. I ain't buying it.
By who? The Bubba Wallace team? NASCAR? Who was behind it?
Well, if it turns out that this is one of those Smussy Jolette or whatever his name was.
Jussie Smollett,
whatever.
Juicy.
If this turns out that somebody on his team said, here's what we can get some. Bubba can get some now. Okay? Then it's crap. Then it's crappy, and it's actually counterproductive.
From what people have said, Bubba Wallace had tried, at least up until this last couple months or so, he has been one to try to have people see him as a driver, not a black driver. So it would go against.
You know, that was the case with Harold Varner III. Right after the first golf tournament back, he was leading after the first round, and he's one of the few African Americans that are out there on the tour. And, you know, all the questions were, you know, do you feel like you're doing this for? He's like, no, I'm trying to just make some putts. That's all I want to do. I want to make some putts. So it puts Bubba and Harold Varner III in a pretty. Now, you know, and he said, I feel great. People are texting me and, you know, and behind me, and it feels like, you know, I'm getting a lot of love, and that's great. But, yeah, how about if I'm just a golfer? How about if I'm just a driver?
Yeah. So it would go against all of what Bubba Wallace has been about, from what I can tell, if all of a sudden, simply because, and rightfully so, he wanted the Confederate flag removed, that now he's clout chasing and he wants, and someone who's a part of his team would throw a noose in there. I don't buy it.
Yeah, no, I don't either. That's somebody that's an idiot. That's somebody that's ugly. And I wonder what it was like for Doug Williams, you know. Hey, I'm just trying to win a Super Bowl here, okay? I've always been a black quarterback my whole life.
This ain't new.
Yeah. I'm just – but, you know, and Henry Aaron and – well, that was a different deal, what he had to go through. That dude's still bitter, and I can't blame him. What the hate, the threats, the constant, you know, tension that you had to live in just because of your color of your skin. You were beating Babe Ruth, you know. That's just – man, I can't even imagine. Can't even imagine, you know, taking on – for an entire race of people, you know, having to endure all that hatred because you're good at something, because you can hit a baseball far.
Your biggest crime for some people was you were born a certain color, and you're right. Really good at your job.
Right. If he was white and he beat Hank Aaron's, who would have any issue with him whatsoever?
No one.
Right? Although Roger Maris caught it.
Well, that is true. That right. Depending on how beloved the person's record you're breaking,
right?
But Roger Maris caught it for different reasons.
And, well, right. Roger Maris caught it. Well, Roger Maris lost all his hair during that race because it was so intense and so difficult. You agree with Brett Favre that Colin Kaepernick is going to be remembered as a hero? He compared him to Pat Tillman. I'm not sure about that.
He's considered a hero for plenty of people. Now, right. I don't know if – I don't think – will be he immortalized in places? Will his number or in his name be placed – because Pat Tillman, that was the ultimate sacrifice, and there are certain things surrounding that his death, not of Pat Tillman's fault, but I don't know. I think – because unfortunately, you have to die sometimes to be remembered the way you're supposed to be, and I don't think Colin Kaepernick is going to be remembered the same or honored the same way, because we know how important the military is in this country. And Pat Tillman, what he gave up, he had a burgeoning, certainly a successful football career, and he decided there's something far more important that I want to accomplish. But Kaepernick will be considered a hero. But I don't know if he'll reach Pat Tillman immortalized status, where there'll be a statue in places for him.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe in San Francisco someday, you know.
Maybe his hometown.
Him kneeling in front of and a statue kneeling in front of the, maybe in his hometown or in front of the stadium. Him kneeling in front of the stadium. I could see that.
I think Colin Kaepernick will have a place in African American museums, and at some point he'll probably have a place in U.S. history museums because of it. Certainly, the George Floyd's murder was the match that struck something that we don't know where it's going to end. But I think he will be part of that process or part of that remembrance. But I. For some reason, I feel like his particular – him being honored will be kind of mentioned in certain parts. In other parts, it'll be like, oh, that was just one guy kneeling. I don't know if it'll reach Pat Tillman status.
I don't know. I think it'll – I mean, he – and we'll see how prevalent – and I think every NFL player, every NFL coach is going to kneel. And if you don't, then that's going to be the new story. The new story is not who is kneeling like it was. Back in the day, the story is going to be who's standing. Did you see Alonzo Highsmith sent us a text, Lance and I, a text. It says this, the Star-Spangled Banner. September 14 is recognized as the anniversary of the writing of the Star-Spangled Banner by Francis Scott Key in 1814. Do your textbooks mention Key's role in defending slavery and fighting the abolitionist movement? For example, during the Snow Riot in Washington, D.C. in 1835, Key fought to make sure that this was not the land of the free.
There are lyrics in the Star-Spangled Banner that talk about, let's just put it, it's not so kindly, it doesn't put the slaves who decided to fight, I think, on the side of the English because they're offered freedom, doesn't put them in such a kind light. And I guess a Francis Scott Key statue got ripped down over the weekend, too.
Yeah, I can certainly see. We're going to cancel the national anthem before games. I can see that happening.
I could see it as simply something they just don't want to have a conversation. They don't want that conversation to be a thing before they're before sporting events anymore.
Will we have a national anthem? Will the Star Spangled Banner be sung before games in 2 years? I'm going no.
If it's a if it becomes a season long thing, or even if it maybe just I don't know 4 or 5 games, I could see the NFL going, man, what are we playing this again for? They could say it was in a time it became a thing. We understand why we did it back then, but is there still a reason to do it now?
Yeah. No, I can see. And now I can see that becoming like the anthem for white supremacist groups.
If it does become something where sports leagues say, no, we're not doing it, yeah, there will be a counter to it where
– there's no law that says you have to play the national anthem before a game.
There is none. And I don't –
there's no
– all the other countries in the world, I mean, they play it before – international events like the World Cup, but I don't know that England plays their anthem before matches. Are we unique in that? That we are the only team, we're the only country that does that before not non-international events, just things that are happening within the country.
In Canada, they do it before hockey games, but do they do it before? I don't know.
Do they do it before the CFL games?
I don't know. Probably, because it's – well, probably. I don't know. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
You want to play my rendition of the national anthem? Don't, because I'm not racist, okay?
Singing the national anthem doesn't make you racist.
It kind of does. It really kind of does.
I think or at least your rendition would be perfect for people who are a proponent of removing it before sporting events. Like, it'd be the prime example. Like, if this guy's doing it, what's the point?
No. They'd be like, oh, good, we're getting in and out quick. It's not going to be one of these long renditions. Okay? Let me ask you this question. I don't know if you've seen this. The best quarterback play in the Super Bowl era, which is 50-plus years now. Who's had the best and worst quarterback play?
Per team?
Per every team over the last 50-some years. Well, how many Super Bowls have we had now? 50, what are we? It was 50 here. We were 51, right, when it was here, and that was 4 years ago. We're at 55 or so. So over these last 55 years, who's had the worst quarterback play in the NFL? And when I tell you, you're –
well, just lost.
You're going to go. Right. Yep.
Okay. The Bengals come to mind, but Boomer. They have Carson.
The Bengals are pretty hard. Yeah, pretty high.
Did they have Anderson too?
Yeah.
I mean, the Jets had Namath, but the numbers weren't great, but he was still Joe Namath.
They're middle of the pack.
The Lions?
Nope. The Lions. They're not horrible. The Bears.
Yeah, even
the Jets are actually 26th.
Yeah, they can't be that great. They've had Boomer and then Namath, and that's about it. Vinny was okay for a couple years.
The Bears had McMahon. And it's been really, really crap.
Yeah.
I mean, Jay Cutler is their all-time leading passer.
That's not a compliment. And I'm trying to think of the other guys who've rolled through there. Did Mike Tomczak? Was Mike Tomczak a quarterback for them?
Mike Tomczak, Jim Harbaugh, Kent Nix, Jack Kincannon,
Mitch Trubisky,
Bobby Douglas. It's bad.
And that's
Cade McNown.
Oh, yeah, former UCLA quarterback. And that's a storied franchise, but, yeah, quarterback play has not been a strength.
Second worst, they say, is the Tampa Bay Bucks. They had Doug Williams and Steve Young. But
they won a Super Bowl with Brad Johnson.
Yeah, but that was – yeah, he was 22-6 that year. But over these 55 years combined, second worst, Tampa. The Browns are third worst. Who do you think's the best?
Man, 49ers pop in my head, but that's really because of two guys.
Ooh, do you hear that thunder?
Yeah, well, we can see the lightning, too, through the window.
Do you think Lance is dead?
No, I can see him right now. He's still alive. He's inside. Oh. Even though he does have some fear of being struck by lightning while inside somehow, some way. But he's still with us right now. So the Colts have been – well, the Colts have been good for the last 20 years or so.
Colts are up there.
Yeah. If Luck was still playing.
I mean, when you hear it, you'll be disgusted. Colts are fourth.
The Cowboys?
Nope.
Is it the Patriots? The Patriots have –
Patriots.
I am disgusted.
Yeah, I know.
So they it's Brady and who?
Obviously Brady. They also had Steve Grogan, Drew Bledsoe. Their worst quarterback, and they had Doug Flutie. Their worst quarterback was Jim Plunkett over 55 years.
So the Cowboys have Staubach, Aikman.
They're third.
And Romo. Romo probably is a Hall of Famer. And they're behind the Patriots who have one Hall of Famer who's like an actual guy who played and was great for them.
They're also behind the Packers. Packers are second.
Well, that makes
Rodgers,
sense.
Rodgers, Favre, Bart Starr.
I know Brady's the GOAT, but I'm still fighting the Patriots being one.
Patriots one, Packers two, Cowboys three, Colts four, 49ers five.
And who,
Seahawks are sixth.
Why are the Colts ahead of the 49ers? Just because of Peyton and Luck? Is there a third guy?
Luck.
Who would put, I mean, Montana and Young, unless they've had some awful ones before them and since, I guess. Even Alex Smith was okay later in his career. I'm trying to think, why would the Colts be ahead of the 49ers when you have two Hall of Famers on the roster?
Well, they did reach Super Bowls with Earl Morrill. Who did they have? Yeah, I guess they had a tough run too. Well, they had Harbaugh, and they reached an AFC Championship game with Harbaugh.
Yeah,
no?
Lost on a dropped Hail Mary.
Yeah. I guess
we mentioned Kaepernick. The 49ers have been to Super Bowl with Kaepernick. They almost got to Super Bowl with Alex Smith, and then they have Manning. I mean, not Manning. They have Montana and Young.
Right.
So they've had three quarterbacks lead them to Super Bowls and almost got to a fourth with a different one.
Right.
That's why I'm trying to figure out how the –
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. 49ers would be – 49ers, in my mind, could be first. They've had such good quarterback play.
That's what I'm saying. Now, the Patriots have had three different quarterbacks lead them to Super Bowls, one with only the one of them. But, yeah, I would still take the 49ers roster.
Tony Eason?
Yeah. I would still take the 49ers roster of quarterbacks over the Patriots.
Yeah. Well, right. That's not it, though. I guess it's quarterback play as opposed to – they've had great quarterback play.
Yeah.
Seahawks are sixth. The Saints are seventh. Bengals are eighth. Giants ninth. And Chargers tenth. Dan Fouts and Phillip Rivers.
You know how bad the Dolphins have to be when you have one of the all-time greats and you're not even in the top ten? They had Bob Greasy, too. How did the Dolphins fall out of the top ten?
Steelers are 11th. I would think they would be higher. Chiefs, Eagles, Panthers are 14th. They're ahead of the Dolphins.
What?
Vikings are 15th. The Dolphins are 19th.
Okay. Now you're being disrespectful.
That's not just
a little
saying.
Bit. A little bit.
No.
Yeah.
This is irrefutable.
No, it isn't. You had Earl Morrill, who led them to Super Bowl, or at least deep in the playoffs, and then Greasy got the job back when he was healthy. Then you obviously Greasy. And you have Marino. Man, get out of here. 19th.
Where do you think the Texans finished?
Well, I'm going to go 24th.
21st.
Above
just ahead of Jacksonville, ahead of the Rams. Man, the Rams had what?
The Rams have a Hall of Famer on their roster. Texans don't have that.
Ahead of Tennessee, ahead of the Lions, the Jets, the Bills. Wow.
The Bills. The Jets Bills had Jim Kelly.
Yeah.
How could the Texans Do they know that like Dave
They
Bowen
also had
got
Nathan
started?
Peterman though.
Oh, that's true. Do they know they had Drew Bledsoe too. Do they know that the Texans had a Dave Ragone playing quarterback for them?
And the Ravens won a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco, and they have Lamar Jackson, who's the MVP. I mean, and they're well below. They're 28th.
Yeah, this list is – I'm going to call this list stupid. I don't know where you got it from, but
it's irrefutable.
It's dumb. The Texans are above teams who have Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. Multiple. Now, I know the Trent Dilfer thing was the defense, but that is two Super Bowl winning quarterbacks and an MVP. The Texans don't have any of that.
Here's the criteria. Value each franchise is getting overall performance, peak performance, continuity. Also added each franchise best and worst quarterbacks based on the team rankings. If by all of that, the Texans should be the bottom four. I mean, they haven't really, they had Matt Schaub. Matt Schaub is their greatest numbers quarterback ever. Deshaun is their greatest quarterback ever, but he hasn't. Lamar Jackson is more accomplished, and they won a Super Bowl with Flacco, who was better. He's better than Matt Schaub since you won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So how are they 28th and the Texans are what?
People are sending us Unitas. Was he the Colts quarterback in the Super Bowl era?
Unitas was there, but Earl Morrill took over for him in the Super Bowl. And it's hard because Unitas was at the very end. He might have had 3 or 4 years of Super Bowl era. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, with the Colts, he was there from 56 to 72.
Right. Super Bowl started in 68.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so.
He was a Super Bowl champ, Super Bowl V champion. When Baltimore.
Right, but Earl Morrill was the quarterback.
Okay. So he was just
I don't know if Unitas was hurt or. Unitas came in and won. They lost in Super Bowl III, and they won Super Bowl V.
Okay. So he was at least the starter for Super Bowl III, but Earl Morrill was the main guy for Super Bowl V.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just reading the wiki. Johnny Unitas, Lemlin, then. But he was inconsistent. Yeah, they're just talking about how Earl Morrill had to take over.
Yeah. Yep. 10-29 ESPN. Well, that was one of the worst Super Bowls ever, Super Bowl V. Jim Turner kicked the field goal. What was the final score?
16-13.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was a really bad game.
Yeah, when a linebacker wins your MVP.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. 10-29 ESPN 975-713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
That's interesting. The Giants are offering their season ticket holders the opportunity to take the season off given the current COVID-19 crisis. PSLs will remain intact for the 2021 season. I'd like to see the Texans do that. Hear that, Texans? I know you don't listen to us, but that would be nice. And then I can decide whether or not, you know, I'm going to I'm torn. I'm probably just going to give up my PSL.
So the rule is, or at least the policy is, if you don't keep your PSL for a year, you just lose them outright, right?
You lose it, right.
Okay. No matter how long you've been loyal.
Right. Right. All this time. But I'm gonna write them and say, or maybe we retweet this and send it to the Texans.
I wonder now.
What are they? As Houston Texans?
I imagine. I think that's what it is. I wonder with, you know, Governor Abbott has said that 50% capacity. Now there have been spikes in Harris County, so we'll see how that works out. But would the Texans say, well, we're going to have 50% of, we're going to have 50% attendance, so why would we do that? It doesn't make any sense. Now, New York might be different where they're not going to have anyone, but we've been told we could have some of you people here, so we're not going to do that.
Huh. Yeah. But here's the deal is that you've got a lot of season ticket holders that are scared. I mean, I don't want to be sitting next to people the whole game. I got my seats right next to, in front, behind everybody.
Yeah.
I'm in a group. We bought in a group, and I know all those people, but I don't want to be around those people.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, to your point, I don't know how much it'll be about availability of seats, or it'll be more about people and their willingness to want to be in a building with that many people.
Holy crap, is it bad outside?
Yeah, we can hear it. This feels like weather, like if you're not home by a certain time, your street might be flooded. That's what it sounds like. I don't know how hard it's coming down outside, but this is one of those times where, like, be home in your neighborhood before.
Wow. There is zero visibility. That's all there is lightning in the sky. Where's Lance?
He's sitting in the room. He's actually bargaining down DirecTV. Like, apparently they're overcharging him, and he's trying to get that discounted.
Yeah. Well, you can't even watch DirecTV right now.
Amazingly, here, ESPN, clear picture. So
is it?
That'll be for a minute before it goes away. But right now, yeah, you can actually watch it. And Lance is now looking outside. He hears the thunder,
wow,
too.
I can't even hear you, the thunder so loud here.
Yeah, Lance is freaking out a little bit.
Is he?
Yeah, he goes.
Gosh,
he
that's awesome. I wish I was there to see how scared he is.
He said WTF pretty much. What's going on outside? I'm telling you, man, be thankful because for people who are – and by people, I mean me, who are about to drive, this is going to be a problem.
Yeah, I've got to drive now to Prime. That's going
to
be a problem.
What do you mean you have to drive to Prime?
Well, I'm not playing golf because of this.
Oh, so you've made a decision to go to Prime instead.
Yeah.
You know you could just stay home.
What?
Yeah, you don't have to go to Prime.
I got
to
get away from the Roni.
No. It's too late now.
Yeah.
Either you got it or you don't.
No,
we know that you don't have it.
Those people still can't give it to you.
Well, be safe out there, everybody, if you have to drive, because Lance just showed me the radar on the phone, and it's not good.
This whole area is we're under siege. That's what I like to call it, under siege.
Steven Seagal. Yeah, I'm looking outside right now, but I don't see any rain. Like, I look in the parking lot, there's no rain, but thunder and lightning.
Man, it is. Yeah. Yeah, I just got a notice, too, that my final payment will be run June 24th. I just got, a payment reminder. Yeah, whatever. Stay out of my bank account.
So the Texans have the same final date as the NBA does as far as players deciding if they want to play or not.
June 24th?
Yeah, they both are hitting everyone up that day. We haven't heard of any players openly saying they're not playing yet, but they have to make that decision known by Wednesday.
Adam Silver had to say yesterday he's confident in the bubble plan. Do you think this is going to work?
What do you mean by work? Do you mean will there be an outbreak or will no one actually get it?
Well, look at I don't know. It's because they're not college football players are not in a bubble. But, you know, those young athletes all being around together, they're spreading it. They're spreading it to each other. It's got, as much as we want to say, yeah, well, they might have got it from somewhere else, and it might have happened. And in a lot of instances, it has happened in that way. But I'm sure they're giving it to each other. I'm sure that they're spreading it amongst each other.
Yeah, they get it, even if they got it from an outside source now,
right,
if they're in there together. Well, the NBA has at least their plan, and college football teams or universities had plans in place as well to bring back kids, but once you enter the bubble, I'm going to go head out to the nightlife, because if you do, they'll put you back in quarantine. So that is the difference, that if you enter clean, as far as no COVID, they have things in place that if you decide you want to chance it by going someplace, you'll get locked down. So I think that is the difference. College kids can go do whatever they want after they're done working out.
The NBA bearing that expense of these hotels and this, you know, and Disney and all the people that it's going to take, the hotel staffs and everything else, and food and everything else, the NBA bearing that, this television contract must be really, 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 really worth it.
Oh, you don't think? And you know, the playoffs are going to be a big deal. All the advertising are going to be able to sell around it. Yeah. I mean, as much as it's going to be weird for them, the money is too great to turn it down. And it's not just the essentials of what they're providing. They're also trying to provide entertainment, like the possibility of bringing people in there to perform. And you know how much that's going to cost, the premium it's going to cost to bring someone in there to be in quarantine, to do a show. Or even if you don't have to go in quarantine before you do the show, but just to chance it by going out, how much that might cost the NBA to pay for a star to come perform. That is how big and important it is. They're trying to do everything they can to let their players know it won't be a lockdown. It'll be more of a campus environment. It'll be like going back to college almost.
Is it going to look like – well, the NBA court's already around it with the banners and everything else going on. It is going to look like – it's going to look like a NASCAR car.
Oh, yeah.
And the uniforms are going to – you're going to see – I mean, right now, with how much money that they've lost each team, I wouldn't surprise me at all that they're not all – I mean, it's going to get like soccer, where the name of the team isn't on there anymore, just the sponsor is.
Yeah. It's been that way for a while for soccer. I'm trying to think of the last time I remember. It's always just the badge or the patch.
Yeah.
It's never been like the Houston Dynamo. It's always been like their logo or their brand. We've just been tweeted something about one player who decided he's not going to play. Davis Bertans, he is of the Wizards. He is sitting out. He's on the cusp of a lucrative long-term contract. Apparently he's had two previous ACL injuries, but he will not be playing. Now, the context is Davis Bertans is a player on the Washington Wizards who are the ninth seed in the East, I believe, not guaranteed to make the playoffs, and most likely not going to make the playoffs. So, yes, he has decided not to play, but I could see why. He may not be a Wizard next year. He may already know he's not going to be. So why chance it for a team that's probably not going to make the playoffs anyway? And if they are, they're fodder for whoever the one seed, for the Bucks. I could see why he wouldn't play. So that's the first guy we've seen. Iskowski tweeted. It came from Woj's account and his story, but that's the first guy not playing. Davis Bertans.
Wow. An Italian infectious disease doctor who, listen, the smartest people in the world, obviously Italians, Dr. Fauci, and now this guy, Matteo Bassetti, the head of the infectious diseases clinic at the San Martino Hospital, said the virus appears to become less potent, possibly due to genetic mutations, and it could possibly, without a vaccine, it could disappear on its own.
So,
because it has become less and less and less potent. We're seeing more and more people. Like I said, my doctor told me, I asked him, he said, what kind of symptoms does Wendy have? I said, nothing. She's got some sinus, that's all. She feels like she's got a sinus headache, that's it.
We were talking about the NBA quite a bit. The site of the bubble is suffering, at least around it, is suffering from spikes. But at least according to the governor, now DeSantis has been catching heat for quite a bit of this. But he said hospitalizations are staying low, or they're not rising to the level of the actual cases. So maybe that's – and he said where he got this from, I don't know. I saw clips of it, that the virus is mutated multiple times, and it's unfair for the media to cover it a certain way because they don't know the severity of these cases. So if that is correct, just like your Italian smartest person in the world said, that's good news if it's becoming a thing where it is more like the sniffles or sinus infection or whatever it is, and it isn't becoming more powerful or stronger where it's actually debilitating people.
He says – He says, and the picture has completely changed in terms of patterns over the last month. It was like an aggressive tiger in March and April, but now it's like a wild cat. Even elderly patients aged 80 or 90 are now sitting up in bed, and they are breathing without help. The same patients would have died in 2 or 3 days before. Huh. So there's the Italians leading the way in intelligence again.
By noticing a trend?
Yeah, I mean, we've got hospitalizations up here, I guess. But it's not like we're full. It's we've had a spike, but you know Italy had it before us. So maybe this is going to turn into. Maybe it's going to be just like there. I'm telling you here, there was absolutely no so far between the two of them, my two girls. They zero chance. I mean, not even a talk of. I mean, not even. You know, breathing. Abnormally in any way, shape, or form.
Now, they do share the same genetics, so that might be part of it as well. That might be one of the reasons why it hasn't affected them, but who knows? I don't know. Not a doctor, not an Italian doctor, so I don't know. I just hope that what that report you just read is true, that its potency is lessening, so even if someone catches it, you don't have the same debilitating stuff going forward, even if you don't get hospitalized. We saw what happened to Christina, and that was
right.
We didn't see it. She told us about Christina it. That was no fun.
She caught the lion.
Yeah, so hopefully it becomes something where it's just, didn't you have Jinxie? Wasn't that the name of your cat?
White Sox.
Yeah.
Because he had white socks.
Hopefully it becomes that, where, that's a cat in a pot.
That's
it. A flower pot outside.
Pooping on our car.
Yeah, that's
what it was. That's how we got. It wasn't Jinxie.
I thought Jinxie someone called it Jinxie the cat.
That's what Lance called it, because wasn't that the cat in the Fockers?
Maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, I hope this becomes like the cats that used to poop in our yard in California.
Yeah.
Those cats were annoying, but they weren't killers.
No. All right, News of the Weird comes your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Tesla taking a little heat. Employees can take the day off if you don't want to get paid. Juneteenth. They could take Juneteenth off, but not you're not going to get paid.
I saw those tweets, or I saw the tweet from Elon Musk, and it got retweeted. He didn't put that in his initial tweet.
Like, he didn't?
No, he said, hey, everyone, Juneteenth is now a holiday. He didn't mention in, like, small little font, but you don't get paid for it.
Right.
So he got a lot of clout for doing it. Now I wonder if the backlash will start.
I don't know. This might be Georgia senators say a hate crime should protect police as well. If it's a crime and you hate the guy, shouldn't police be included?
If the attack on the police is motivated by the fact that it's a police officer, I mean, sure. Mm. If you can prove that he attacked the cop because he's a police officer. Is it in the – what are they saying? In the midst of an arrest, if someone starts to try to beat up a police officer, that's a hate crime? Or if, like, someone attacks or targets
attacks
a police officer?
Because he's a cop.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you see one of the cops in the George Floyd killing was at a supermarket, and
yes.
Boy, did he get lit up.
Oh, yeah. I saw the video. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pariahs.
Dell, do you think that you'll use this? Kosher lube?
No, I don't.
So for Orthodox Jews now, you have an edible lube.
Was that the only reason Orthodox Jews weren't using lube? It's because it wasn't kosher? Or were they just not using lube overall?
Are you supposed to eat it? Are you supposed to ingest it if it's not kosher? I don't know.
It's not something I've really thought of because I'm not Jewish and not Orthodox, so it hasn't crossed my mind. That's an interesting marketing strategy. Is it a big company or is it like the small company who's trying to find a niche?
It's ecstasy. I don't know if that's a big kind. I don't know. I'm not in the lube game.
Well, wake up, John. It's very profitable to be in the lube game.
I guess it is. A Scottish man has been fined. Apparently, he sent an email to his ex-partner, an email which made reference to the woman's new partner being Irish, and he called him a leprechaun. And for that, he went to court, and he was fined.
Was this in Ireland that he did this?
I don't know. He's in Scotland. Maybe the Irish. The Irish, can they roam freely through Scotland? I don't know. Are they allowed? I don't think
they're treated like cattle. I think they're allowed to go as they please.
They can come and go as they please?
Yeah, I think so, as long as you have a passport. Leprechaun, how much was the fine? Because I feel like getting fined for calling someone a leprechaun, is that I don't know, I'm not Irish. Is that a racial slur? Is it bigoted to call someone a leprechaun?
I guess. I don't know.
I can think
of better ones.
Oh, I would ask that you not at least say them. If the Irish feel like believe that's a slur, and then fine the guy. I don't care. How much was the fine?
You can't tell because you have to translate. It's got to translate.
Okay.
He was fined $280. Oh, it's pretty good. $350 for the offense.
Do you think if we did that here, if we put fines on using a slur of racial origins on people would stop, or they'd be like, oh, well, I'll pay the fine? Like, if you get hit for $250 for whatever, would people be like, okay, maybe I won't call you that? I feel like it would work.
Yeah, it might. I mean, a lot less name-calling.
Yeah, well,
a man has sued his date for $236,000 after his kiss led to a cold sore infection.
Why is it the state's fault?
It's her fault. He's suing her.
Oh, I thought you said suing the state.
Suing his date.
Oh, date, okay.
Date. Says he was left traumatized after contracting a cold sore from a woman he knew as Giovanna Lovelace.
Sounds like you should have known she might have been carrying something with that name.
Now demanding $236,000 because he's got a cold sore.
Bro, sometimes you got to live life and take chances. And she doesn't deserve $236K fine for that or getting
sued
for that.
Is there a better way to get a payday? You really?
Of course it is.
There's a better way to get
you're traumatized
paid.
By a cold sore?
Yeah. Can't you get hit by a car or something? Can't you,
or at least pretend that you did?
I don't know, something. Provoke the police.
No,
they'll beat you
don't
up.
Don't do that.
Yeah, North Myrtle Beach strip club is allowed to reopen, with the promise that there won't be any stripping in there.
Are they going to turn themselves into a restaurant?
It's apparently they decided there, like they've decided in a lot of places, South Carolina, that it's non-essential. A strip club is non-essential. So apparently they were open and recover from financial losses as a result. Do you really think people are really going to just come in there if you're just serving food and drinks?
No. Are you bringing in a world-class chef to South Carolina that we don't know about because he's going to attract people without the girls being naked? I feel like you might as well just stay closed. I'm not going in there for a steak. There are other places.
No. There's places where it doesn't smell like that. I can get a steak.
Yeah, and then you have to explain to your significant other if you have one. No, I just went in there for a steak. Oh, you went into the strip club for a steak. You don't even want to have that conversation.
No. I don't know what's going on in those places, okay?
True.
I don't know what's going on. I don't want to get none of that.
I don't trust their cleaning practices.
You might get a cold sore.
Well, then
and
you
I'll
can
have to sue you
for $236,000. No, I'm out on anything to do with a strip club that doesn't even involve women being naked. Why would I go there?
New rules for hairdressers in the UK. No more small talk. I'm all about that.
Thank you. Would you?
Thank you.
Would you prefer your barber didn't talk to you?
I would prefer not having. I like mine though. She's nice, Vassal. She's very nice, and she's kind of funny. But you know, always having to make conversation with your person that's cutting your hair. Yeah, I'm not about that.
Think of your life right now. Who is the? You don't have to name the person, obviously. Who is the person that you deem essential just because it's whatever, whether it be at
my dealer, my.
Oh, your
my
poker.
Card dealer.
Oh, I was thinking your drug dealer.
No, my card dealer.
That's the guy you'd least want to have to talk to if you could get away with it.
Oh, yeah. Plus that, yeah. Just deal. Shut up and deal. Shut up and dribble. Shut up and deal.
I'm trying to think.
No, they're nice over there.
Yeah, I would think Prime.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. Sometimes you're like,
just, hey, just okay, give me. Just I'm having cards. A bad night. Just give me the cards.
Yeah, you suck at this, by the way, because I'm losing. Which you have absolutely nothing to do with the cards that I'm getting, but I still think you suck
at this. You
have
to blame someone because you blame me.
Somebody, because I'm a great player.
Yeah, you just feel bad. I think we lost John, which is perfect because we're done for the day. Anyway, the press box is up next. Be safe out there. Rain's coming down hard. If you have to travel or even just drive someplace, be safe with it because it's bad. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Press box up next.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or a sausage biscuit to hash browns and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limit time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.